Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at httpvoicerepublic.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is 98.2 on your dial. You know what I'm saying? Hip Hop EJ. If you want to hear something and you want to get in touch with the squad, you can dial
4910987654.
February 15th, which means yesterday was February 14th. It was Valentine's Day, so happy belated Valentine's Day. Welcome to Fitness for the Soul, your weekly inner workout, guided meditations, and more. I am your hostess with the mostest, Kelly Lynn Prime, Soul Fitness Coach. On today's show, I am going to be talking about a few things. The main focus for today is the beginning of our chakra series, which I'm very excited about. And in honor of yesterday being Valentine's Day and a day being focused on love, we're going to start with the heart chakra today. So I'm excited about that. And I'm not going to be doing an oracle card reading today, and I may not do that through the chakra series because I'm going to be actually pulling in other information about crystals. I'm going to be pulling in information about deities that are related to the specific chakra that we're talking about, maybe even some angels. So I have lots of information for you. So let's get started. As you know, I like to handle business first. So let's get you the information that you need about how to get in touch with me and stay in touch with me. My email is kelly@kellylynnprime.com, and of course my website is also kellylynnprime.com. My Facebook is Kelly Lynn Prime, as is my Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest. It's all either at Kelly Lynn Prime or just Kelly Lynn Prime. My Facebook fan page is Fitness for the Soul with Kelly Lynn Prime. So you can go and like my page there. And I try to post inspirational stuff. And I'll be posting information related to the chakra series there. So please don't hesitate to reach out and connect with me. So for those who might be listening for the first time, welcome. And for my regulars, I'm so grateful that all of you are here, but mostly for my newbies, here's a little about me and what I do. I began this show, Fitness for the Soul, after hearing countless people talk about their own personal challenges with meditation back in March of 2013. The show's popularity and fan following inspired me to relaunch my business under the same name of Fitness for the Soul, which actually my friend Lorianne helped me discover right there under my nose. Fast forward to September of 2013, I met the founder of Back to Us Radio, Anise Mabry, through my good friend and radio mate, Michelle Alexander of A Girl's Guide. And Anise welcomed me into the Back to Us Radio family with open arms, and I'm so happy to be here. I was actually with Anise last night and with another one of my radio mates, Tico Davis. So out to Anise and Tico. We were celebrating Valentine's Day, and it was fantastic. We were at a place here in Atlanta called Fanous Persian Cuisine, and let me just tell you, this place was fantastic. They have, well, first of all, they have really great food, but the environment that we were in, the place is just beautiful. It has dim lighting. There was a belly dancer, and they have these like, it's almost, they're not really couches, but they're kind of, it's almost like sitting on the floor, but on a raised up platform. There's a table in the middle, and then they have these beautiful Persian rugs laid down, and there's like cushions and stuff to sit on, and it was just so cool. It was a really, really, really cool place. So shouts out to my Back to Us Radio family and to Fanous Persian Cuisine. It was a fantastic experience. But back to the show and the subject at hand, Fitness for the Soul, the radio show, not only provides an easy-to-follow guided meditation, but it teaches and discusses the reasons why an inner workout is just as important, if not even more important, than a physical workout. And I actually want to talk a little bit about that, because I went through a training last weekend at a gym that I'm actually going to be getting a lot more involved with. It's called Your Day, and the Your Day balance game is what they call their program. And through this program, what I learned is when it comes to your health and fitness, which is like working out, is about 20% of the equation. 30% of the equation is your lifestyle, which is your nutrition, your sleep patterns, how you handle stress, how much water you drink, so on and so forth. So that's 50% of the equation. So then we have this other 50% that you're probably wondering what it is. Well, the other 50% of a balanced equation as far as your health and fitness goes is your consciousness. So what I do really fits in very well with that philosophy, because what we're doing here is we are working on our consciousness. We're working on our spirit. We're working on balancing our emotions. One of the most remarkable things for me that I have found is over the last year, I have probably dropped between 20 and 30 pounds. And that is just due to me letting go of emotional baggage. And, you know, I try to eat right, and I try to be active outside when the The weather is nice, but I can't say that I was doing anything remarkable as far as working out or drastically changing my diet. But what I was doing is I was doing a lot of spiritual work, a lot of just releasing. I was doing energy work. I was meditating. I was spending time outside. And I know that maybe you take for granted spending time outside, and you're like, oh, gee, spending time outside, what's that going to do for you? But when you're outside, you're actually really connected with the energy of the earth. You're connected with the energy of the earth, but you're also connected to the energy of the sun. You're connected to the energy of the air. Even when you're just going for a walk, you're more connected with your breath. So I'm saying all this to say that all of those things matter. If you're looking for overall... if you're looking for an overall balanced way of living and way of life, or if you're trying to lose weight, you can't ignore your consciousness because it's a big part of the process. So, you know, many people hire personal trainers to help them develop physical workout regimens every day. And I'm happy to be here, and I'm glad that you allow me to be your soul's personal trainer. Fitness for the Soul as my business has many different facets as well. So although energy healing is an important part of Fitness for the Soul, it's not the only aspect of my business. I also provide psychic mediumship, intuitive oracle card readings, personal coaching, weight management, stop smoking, guided meditations, reflexology, and I'm adding to that all the time. So I'm actually running a special through Monday on psychic readings and energy clearings. Normally, my prices for 20, 30, and 60 minutes are $40, $60, and $100 respectively. And for energy clearing, it's normally $60 for a 30 to 45 minute session. In honor of the weather that we had, and if you're not here in the South, we got slammed this week with snow and ice. So it's only just been like the last day and a half or so that we've really been able to function normally, and all of the snow and ice is gone, but it was pretty bad. So in honor of that, and in honor of Valentine's Day, because a lot of times when people want a reading, they want to know about their love life. They want to know about relationships. They want to know about that type of thing. So in honor of that, I am offering through Monday, I'm offering $10 off all of my sessions. And I'm also going to offer a special on whatever chakra I am talking about for that particular week. I will offer a chakra clearing special for that particular chakra. So if you feel like after hearing about that chakra that it's something that you really that you feel strongly that you need some work in that area, I will be offering energy clearings for $40 during that week. So this week, after listening to the show, if you feel like you need some work in your heart chakra, I'm running a special. So please don't hesitate to get in contact with me. My contact information I gave earlier. Facebook is the easiest way to get in contact with me, in all honesty. So if you are in need, reach out to me. I would love to work with you. Okay, so moving on. Okay, so the heart chakra. Much of my information on for this series I'm going to be getting from a book by Master Chilakok Sui. It's called The Chakras and Their Functions. And Master Chola is the founder of Pranic Healing, and Pranic Healing is the energy healing modality that I have studied the most extensively. I've also studied Reiki and Seta healing and some Tantra. And so we're going to get started with the heart chakra. As most of you know, your heart chakra is it's located in front of the heart at the center of your chest. But what many people may not know is that we actually have a back heart chakra too. When we are dealing with chakras that are in the front and in the back, generally speaking, the chakra that is in the front is, well, let me back up a little bit. First of all, your chakras are energy centers in your body that are responsible for you. Your physical heart is a little to the left in your chest, but the heart chakra is actually the energy center that takes in energy so that your physical heart runs. The chakra system also corresponds physically to our endocrine system. So we have glands that release hormones that correspond with every area where there is a major chakra. And as far as chakras go, most people are familiar with the 7 major chakras. Okay? Now, that's the most common, it's what people most commonly know of the chakras. Now, that's not to say that we don't have more than 7 chakras, because we do. Those are the 7 major chakras. We also have what are considered to be minor chakras, and we also have what are considered to be mini chakras. Okay, and they're all interconnected, and they're all interrelated. So the system that I was taught and use the most widely is an 11 chakra system. So I'm not going to get into that too much, because the heart chakra is actually one of the 7 major chakras that people are most familiar with. So when we start getting into some of the chakras that are less familiar, I'll do a little more explaining and going into the other systems that are out there for the chakras. There's a 7 chakra system, there's a 9 chakra system, there's an 11 chakra system, and a 12 chakra system. Well, actually, the 11 chakra system is the 12 chakra system. But like I said, we'll get into more detail on that later. So back to the heart chakra, you have, when you're dealing with chakras that are in the front and in the back, generally speaking, when you're dealing with the chakra in the front, that is in relation to the here and now. When you're dealing with the chakra that is in the back, generally speaking, that chakra, as far, and I'm talking about emotional or physiological relations to those chakras. The back chakra generally deals with emotions from the past. So you have a front and back chakra, front and back heart chakra. Now, the colors that are generally associated with the heart chakra is green and pink. Clairvoyantly speaking, the heart chakra, and what that means is someone who's clairvoyant, who can see through the veil. It has been reported that the heart chakra has 12 petals. The front heart chakra contains golden and light red prana or energy, and the back heart chakra also contains golden, red, orange, and yellow pranas. And there's a slight difference in appearance between the front and back heart chakra. The front heart chakra has slightly more gold prana than the back one. The heart chakra is actually the lower correspondence of the crown chakra. The crown chakra has 960 outer petals and 12 golden inner petals. And the 12 golden petals of the heart chakra is a reflection of the 12 golden inner petals of the crown. And this is why there's actually a big connection between our crown chakra, which is right above our head, and our heart chakra. So the crown chakra actually is not able to be activated until we activate our heart chakra. Now, what you might be thinking is, well, how do you activate a chakra? I don't know if I like the word activate or not, because it implies that your chakra isn't functioning already. Your chakra is functioning already. I guess I like the word awakening a little bit better. And it just comes from, awakening a chakra comes from putting awareness on it and really allowing it to function in the way that it should. Spiritually, psychologically, physiologically. So the spiritual function of the heart chakra, it is... it's related to love. It's related to loving kindness. The solar plexus, which is kind of in between your ribs, kind of like your upper abdomen area, that is the center of your lower emotions, and that's where your personal power comes from. Your heart is the opposite. Your heart is it's others oriented, and ask the question, what are the needs of other people, and what do other people feel? What would other people think? And both the qualities of being self-oriented and others-oriented are equally important. But if you want to achieve balance between the physical and spiritual aspects of your life, both the solar plexus and the heart chakra must be developed and balanced. So you have to balance your loving kindness with self-interest. You know, someone who is more self-centered is, you know, they're going to be felt as more abrasive, less understanding. But someone who doesn't have that balance of self-interest and has too much loving kindness of the heart, well, that person may become a doormat. So it's important that we balance out these energies and awaken our chakras in a balanced way. Now, the psychological function of the heart is the center of the emotional heart. And compared to the solar plexus, the heart chakra is the center of higher emotions such as peace, serenity, joy, compassion, kindness, gentleness, tenderness, caring, considerateness, patience, sensitivity. So it's all of those loving and peaceful types of energies. And kind of like I was talking about before, with the modern education and advancement of careers that require so much of our mind, the throat chakra is actually developed in a lot of people, and that's actually has to do with your creativity. And what has happened is the throat gets overly developed and the heart becomes neglected. And because of this, you may encounter people who are very intelligent and successful, but they're abrasive. And if they have not matured emotionally or have a heart chakra that is underdeveloped, you know, they're highly intelligent, but they don't have the ability to relate to people. So they may be, you know, that person may be the proverbial asshole in your office. So without the development of our heart chakra, Master Chola actually goes so far to say, without the development of the heart chakra in most people, world peace cannot be possible. This is why the development of the heart should be emphasized in the educational system. And I have to share with you, I was a teacher for 13 years, and part of the reason why I walked away from working in public education is just this. There's a lot of focus on what the rules are and being compliant and doing what you're told and so on and so forth. And as far as I'm concerned, it robs young people of their passion. And passion comes from the heart. I mean, how many times have you heard someone say, well, follow your heart. What's your heart, or what are your heart's desires? So that passion and zest for life comes from being heart-centered. And kids are going to be kids, and they're going to mess up. As humans, we're going to mess up. But if we're so focused on the rules, and I understand that we have to have rules to a certain degree, but at the same time, there are exceptions to rules based on a person's circumstances. And to apply the same rules to kids who come from different backgrounds, it's not heart-centered. And it's not fair, and it lacks compassion. So the lack of heart and compassion is really what drove me out of a career that I really loved. And it was the young people who kept me interested and wanting to do more. But that's neither here nor there. Back to the functions of the heart. Physiologically, the front heart chakra controls and energizes the heart and your thymus gland. Okay, your thymus gland is one of those endocrine glands that I was talking about. The back heart controls and energizes the lungs, the heart, the thymus gland, and the circulatory system. The back heart chakra primarily controls and energizes the lungs to a certain degree, the heart, and the thymus gland. Okay, so a little more about the heart chakra. And if you ever get a chance to study pranic healing, I would encourage you to do that because it's actually set up a big part of it is character building. And character building is important because it's a way to purify your soul. And as you purify yourself, your soul becomes able to function on a higher level of consciousness. So the inner purification or character building is absolutely necessary, according to Master Choa. And without the inner purification or character building, the weaknesses of a person really become magnified. So one of the things that Master Choa teaches is loving kindness and giving. And in the Kabbalah, the heart chakra is also called the gedula, which means greatness or abundance. And when a person is merciful and compassionate, he or she gives and shares generously. Giving is the secret to prosperity and abundance, and that is why St. Francis of Assisi said, "It is in giving that we receive." It's also noted in the Bible a few times. St. Paul in 2 Corinthians said, "He who sows generously shall reap generously." In Luke, it says, Jesus said, "Give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over." And according to Lao Tzu and the Tao Te Ching, the more he gives, the more he has. And by showing compassion and mercy and by sharing and giving, one is blessed with tremendous abundance and prosperity. Now, again, it is emphasized that we be balanced in that area too. Love is also a gateway to illumination. As we said previously, the heart chakra is the emotional heart. When you love your partner, your parents, your children, or relatives, it's the heart chakra manifesting. However, there is also a divine heart. Your divine heart is your crown center, which I said is above your head. It's also known as the Sahasrara chakra in Sanskrit. In Sanskrit, the heart chakra is called the Anahata. The crown chakra is the center of divine love. Okay, and divine love is the love of God. The center of divine union is your crown chakra. And unless your crown chakra is activated, you won't experience soul realization or divine union with your higher soul. So before it can be activated, the heart must be activated first. So I'm actually really glad that we started with the heart chakra, because the heart chakra is actually a gateway to some of your other chakras. So if the heart chakra is not first awakened, the crown chakra cannot be awakened. And the activation of the heart and crown is one of the quickest paths to spiritual development. And in Pranic Healing, we do a meditation called Twin Hearts. And Twin Hearts focuses on awakening the energy in the heart and the energy in the crown, and bringing that energy together. It's actually a really beautiful meditation if you get a chance to ever do the meditation on Twin Hearts. In fact, what we may do is we may do meditation on Twin Hearts some Saturday. So something that you could possibly look forward to. Now, what you need to know about your energy centers is if there is something going on physically in your body, it has first manifested energetically in your chakras and in your aura. So any physical ailment you have is caused first by an energetic imbalance in your body. So it's preceded, a physical ailment is first preceded by an energetic ailment. And some common conditions as a result of a malfunctioning heart chakra. The front heart chakra manifests as heart and circulatory ailments. And our solar plexus is really sensitive to emotions, tension, and stress, and has a strong influence on the physical heart and the front heart chakra. So to agitate your solar plexus is also to agitate your heart chakra, and this is why negative emotions eventually have detrimental effects on the physical heart. The front heart chakra is closely connected to the front solar plexus by several big energy channels, and it's also energized by the front solar plexus chakra to a certain degree. So patients with heart problems usually have a malfunctioning solar plexus chakra. And we will talk about the solar plexus on another week. Malfunctioning of the back heart chakra manifests as lung problems such as asthma, tuberculosis, and other breathing ailments. In acupuncture, a hysterical person can be calmed down by stimulating certain acupuncture points that activate the heart chakra. Patients with irregular heartbeat have an affected heart chakra and solar plexus chakra, and both the heart chakra and the solar plexus are filled with dirty energy. And the internal cause is basically emotional in origin. Now, I'm sure you've heard that, too. I'm sure that you have heard that when you're dealing with a physical ailment, that you're also dealing with an emotional imbalance. And I do believe that. And one person that, or teacher that is really knowledgeable on that is Louise Hay. And I actually use a lot of her teachings in my healing. She wrote a book called You Can Heal Your Life. And she has and there's actually an app on the iPhone. I actually just found the app. It was actually mentioned to me from a friend of mine. And so let's say you have asthma. So you would look up, she has an index of common ailments and the emotional origin. So let's say you have asthma. So you would look up asthma and you would see what the probable emotional cause is. And then she gives you an affirmation to help you correct it. So it's a really beautiful thing. Now, as far as the as healing the heart chakra goes, I'm a big crystal person. So I actually looked up some crystals that are related to the heart chakra, and primarily crystals that are green or pink are going to be related to and helpful for the heart chakra. So I actually have a deck of crystal oracle cards, and I just went through those, and I found the ones that are related to your heart center. And the first one that I found is called chrysoprase, and it's a green stone, and it is related to fertility, love, compassion, and uplifting truth. It helps open the heart center and allows you to feel the presence of divine unconditional love. And it encourages you to listen to what your heart is saying and be guided by your intuition. And it says here that many wondrous experiences can be experienced by meditating with chrysoprase. Okay. The next stone that I found is called malachite, and it's a green banded stone. And the predominant quality of malachite is to support healing and positive change. It can assist you in letting go of past regret and guilt. Guilt and regret stem from a misconceived belief that you could have acted differently in the past. So malachite would probably facilitate letting go of energies in your back heart chakra. But malachite is known for assisting with healing, change, insight, loyalty, and patience. The next three crystals that I'm going to mention are all pink crystals. The first one is rhodochrosite. And rhodochrosite is good for relationships, compassion, blessings, love, and joy. And it's through our relationships that we learn more about our character, and that we get a higher perspective, and we learn that everyone we encounter is a reflection of ourselves, and the universe has placed us around certain things that will help us expand our love and tolerance. So rhodochrosite is favorable for helping us with relationships. Rhodochrosite also helps you accept yourself as you are, and know that beyond whatever you see, whether it looks like it's good or it looks like it's bad, that love is really all that exists. The next stone, which is closely related to rhodochrosite, is rhodonite. Rhodonite is a little bit deeper pink than rhodochrosite. But rhodonite is supposed to help with achievement, potential, emotional balance, and opening your heart. So if you feel like maybe your heart is closed, or that you're not achieving your heart's desires, the rhodonite can help open you and encourage you so that you're not discouraged by any setbacks that you have encountered. And last but not least, probably one of the most well-known crystals out there, especially pink crystals, is actually rose quartz. And rose quartz, it represents unconditional love, peace, joy, and loving thoughts. When I do healing, I actually, I either have a piece of, I have a piece of rose quartz in my hand, or I might be wearing it as a pendant or a bracelet, or I have it somewhere nearby. The rose quartz just, it emanates that vibration of love, and it reminds me to be kind and loving and compassionate when I'm doing my healing. So those are some of the crystals related to the heart chakra. As far as aromatherapy goes, rose is said to be actually the scent of rose, like rose oil, is said to be related to the Divine Mother, which is Mary, or Fatima, or however you refer to the Divine Mother. The scent of rose to me is one of the most beautiful and pleasant smells that there is. And when I do healing, I use healing sprays, which is are normally a blend of essential oils that help clear energy and cleanse the aura and the chakras and help the chakras release any energies that are no longer serving. I almost always have a healing spray that has rose in it. It's just comforting. And most people, when I spray it, they're like, "Oh, it smells like roses. It smells so good." So it has a calming effect. Now the last thing that I want to talk about before we go, before we get ready for meditation, and time is just flying. It's 11:48 already. I can't believe it. I found two deities or goddesses, who are related to love and the heart chakra. The first one is Aphrodite, and the second one is Kuan Yin. So Aphrodite actually is the embodiment of love, and I'm going to read you a little bit about Aphrodite, and this is from my my goddess oracle guidebook. Aphrodite is an ancient Mediterranean mother goddess. She traveled to Greece when the Greeks colonized Canaan. The Greeks say Aphrodite was born of the union of the sky and the fertile sea womb when the castrated penis of the former sky god Uranus fell into the ocean. Although traditionally revered in all her multitudinous aspects, including battle, the Greeks, in their effort to assimilate her, relegated her to a love goddess. When she arrived at Olympus, Zeus, the chief god, married her to Hephaestus, the lame god of smithcraft. He made her exquisite jewelry, but she preferred the passionate Ares, god of war, in bed. Aphrodite is here with her dance of love, inviting you to luxuriate, bask, and revel in love for yourself. Now, the first thing I want to say about that is what I noticed a lot yesterday on Valentine's Day is that there's this emphasis on romance and partnering and love for others. And while that's beautiful, all love originates and emanates from self-love. So the one who we need to concentrate on loving most is self. And, you know, it says that here. Do you spend the day without thinking or saying how much you love yourself? Do you do little loving things for yourself? Or are you miserly, keeping yourself on a diet of starvation rations? Do you listen to your needs in a loving, respectful way? Or do you criticize yourself for balking at the schedule you keep, for complaining about the job you hate, or for bemoaning the relationship you endure? Now is the time to love yourself. Aphrodite says that to be able to love another, you must be able to love yourself. Loving others means being able to allow them to be exactly as they are. It means witnessing yourself and your loved ones with love, amusement, and delight. The amount of space we can allow another is dependent on the amount of space we can allow for ourselves. Wholeness is achieved when we hold infinite space and patience for ourselves first and then extend it to others. We got it backwards. We got it backwards in this society. We try to do for others before we do for ourselves, and especially women. Women, we are infamous for this. We put everyone before ourselves. So what I encourage you to do this week is do something special for yourself every day, even if it's something really small, like taking an extra 5 minutes to do your hair or to put on some mascara and lipstick. To make yourself feel beautiful, to make yourself feel worthy, to make yourself feel like you are worth something, because you are a big deal. We are all a big deal, and we're all a big deal to the Creator, bottom line. Okay, so the next goddess or deity that I wanted to share with you is Kuan Yin. And she is a Chinese Buddhist bodhisattva of compassion. Kuan Yin vowed to remain in human form until all beings attained enlightenment. Kuan Yin appears mercifully in your life to tell you it's time to nurture wholeness and compassion. Compassion for others, compassion for your loved ones, and compassion for yourself. Do you find yourself feeling irritated or apathetic to the suffering of others? What keeps you from your compassion? Do you allow yourself space and ease when you are less than your idea of perfect? Do you find yourself wanting to hurt others because you have been hurt? Do you fear opening your heart to the plight of others because it will hurt you? Compassion is the ability to listen deeply and allow others and yourself the space to go through what needs to be gone through and to feel what needs to be felt. Kuan Yin says that the way to alleviate your suffering is to develop compassion for yourself. From that compassionate place within, you can manifest compassion without. So you see, it all begins with us. It begins with having compassion for ourselves. It begins with having love for ourselves. So we're going to get ready to meditate, and we are going to focus on the heart chakra for today. Before we begin, I want to go over my rules of meditative engagement. And I used to have a whole list of rules, but now there's only one. And that is wherever you are in your meditative practice, whether you're first time, whether you're a beginner, intermediate, or an enlightened master, there's no judgment. And wherever you at is perfect. Okay, so to start off our meditation, we're actually going to do a few minutes of breath work. And when we're doing this breath work, it's going to be, you're going to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Now, there's going to be some music, so it's going to be kind of like inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. And the hold is just, so it's inhaling through your nose. Inhale. And exhale. Okay, now when you're doing this breath work, the purpose of the breath work is to move the energy in your body. We don't breathe enough. We don't breathe deeply enough. We don't have enough oxygen coming in and out of our, in and out of our body. When you're doing the breath work, you may feel tingly in your body. You may feel a little lightheaded. If you feel lightheaded, you know, just take a second so that you don't pass out. But stick with it, because the more you do this, the lighter our energy becomes. And that's why we do this before we meditate, is to get the energy moving and to start releasing any of the energies from our energy body and from our chakras that we don't need. So I'm going to put that the breath work music on, and we're going to get started with that. So get in a comfortable position. Let me find my breath work track here. Fitness for the Soul. Okay. Breath work short. Okay, so this is about, it's 2 minutes and some change. So we're going to go ahead and start that now. Okay. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Almost done. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold. Okay, take a deep breath. Normalize your breathing. And we are going to get ready for our actual meditation. We're going to be focusing on the heart. So what I would like for you to do is I would like for you to get comfortable and I would like for you to, we have a central meridian of energy that cycles through the through the center of our body, and what I would like for you to do is connect your tongue, excuse me, to the roof of your mouth, because when you connect your tongue to the roof of your mouth, what it does is it completes the meridian that runs through the center of your body. So it's like completing the circuit. So when you connect your tongue to the roof of your mouth, you complete that circuit. So I'm going to go ahead and start our meditation track. Okay, so we're going to start with a couple of slow, deep breaths. So go ahead and inhale. And slowly exhale. We're going to do 5 breaths. That was 1. Okay, inhale again. And slowly exhale. Okay, on your next breath, I want you to visualize white light coming up into your feet and filling your entire body all the way up to your head, to your crown. Okay, so inhale the white light. And on the exhale, visualize any energies that no longer serve you exiting your body. We're going to do that 3 more times. Inhale the white light up through your feet. And exhale, releasing any energies that no longer serve you. 2 more breaths. Inhale the white light from feet to crown. And exhale any energies that no longer serve you. And last breath, inhale. White light all the way to your crown. And exhale. Very good, very good. I want you to take just a few moments in stillness before we start focusing on the heart. Just be do. And just follow your breath. Feel your breath going in and out. Now I want you to imagine a rose garden. And I want you to imagine walking into the rose garden. And you're greeted by that beautiful scent of roses. There are statues in the rose garden, statues of Kuan Yin, statues of Aphrodite, statues of Fatima, statues of the Divine Mother. Those statues are actually made of rose quartz. And there's a fountain in the middle of the garden. And you hear the sound of water. And it's comforting. But there's also every color and variety of rose that you can imagine. It's beautiful. And it's peaceful. There's an empty chair in the garden. You find that chair and you sit in it. It's very comfortable. And it allows you to relax. Vibration of love surrounds you. Now I want you to focus on your front heart chakra and your back heart chakra. And just draw your awareness to both your front heart and your back heart. And what we're doing is we're just feeling the energy there for a moment. Just as the roses have their beauty, they also have thorns. So focus on your back heart chakra and if there's something from the past, a situation, a person, and there's a lack of compassion and or love around that person or situation, I want you to think about that right now. No judgment, but I want you to think about it. Are you ready to release that person or situation? If so, release that person or that situation now. Watch it float away like a balloon, like a helium balloon. Going to just rise and float away. And in that space that you just created in your back heart, we pray for love to heal us and guide us, to illuminate our heart and our mind, so that we all may come to see and feel the sacred flame of light that we each hold within. For then we shall truly know beyond all doubt that only love is real, and only love is eternal. Fill that space that was created with unconditional love, peace, joy, and loving thoughts. Do that now. Feel the lightness as you let go of the things that do not serve love and do not serve compassion. to draw your attention to your front heart chakra. And I want you to look within your front heart chakra. And we're going to do the same thing. If there's anything in the here and now, any situations or any people that we need to shift our perspective into compassion and love with, I want you to allow those situations or people to come up in front of you right now. Watch as those situations or people float away like helium balloons. Let them go. You to think a happy thought. Think about something that made you smile. And I want you to smile at your heart center. You created with that release. I pray for love to heal and guide us, to illuminate your heart and your mind, so that you may come to see and feel the sacred flame of light that you hold within. For then you shall truly know that beyond all doubt that love is real. And love is eternal. May your heart be filled with unconditional love, peace, joy, and loving thoughts. You are being bathed in love, light, and healing energy of the universe right now. By those who dearly love and treasure you. I want you to just sit in that energy for a few moments. love is all around. Receive it. Feel it. Pink light all around you. Spreading wider and wider and wider and getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's all emanating from your heart. Imagine that energy from your heart filling the entire rose garden. And it gets bigger and it goes beyond the rose garden. It fills the entire city that you're in. And then it fills the entire county that you're in. And then it fills the entire state that you're in. And it gets bigger yet, and it fills the entire country you're in. And then it fills the entire continent that you're in. It fills all the oceans. The entire planet is filled with love that's just emanating from all of us. And that loving energy goes into all the dark spaces and illuminates the dark spaces. And it heals all the places where there's suffering. It heals all the places where there's pain. It heals all the places where there's sadness. It brings smiles to people's faces. Causes people to embrace one another, to hold hands, to hug, to touch one another, to be intimate, to make love. And that vibration from the earth of love vibrates out into the entire universe. Although it may seem like we're going out into the universe exists. The entire universe exists right in our heart. What I want you to do now is take your left hand and put it over your heart center. And then put your right hand over your left hand. And I want you to say thank you. Thank yourself. for being you. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for loving yourself. Thank you, Creator, for creating such a magnificent being. There's no one like you. And you're perfect, just the way you are. Touch with our hearts and to grow in love with ourselves in this moment. Because in loving ourselves, we love you because we are created in your image. So thank you, Creator. Thank you, Self, for just being. Take a deep breath. And exhale. Take another breath. Fingers and toes. Come back into your body. And open your eyes with a big, beautiful smile on your face, knowing that you have renewed your entire being, and that you're filled with love. It's so beautiful. I don't know about you, but that was a beautiful experience. I really felt a lot of love. I like to end meditation each week with an affirmation. May we affirm the uniqueness of our lives. May we embrace the good, the bad, the high and the low, the laughter and the tears. May we move through the fire with open eyes. There is nothing that is unworthy of us, and there is no lesson that comes without a gentle reminder that we are loved and valued just as we are. So I thank you for tuning in. And again, I want to remind you that I'm running a special on readings until Monday, $10 off readings or an energy clearing. And I'm also running the special on the heart chakra clearing. So I hope to connect with some of you personally this week. And I will be leaving the show today with Beautiful Day by Atlanta's own The PR Experience. So have a wonderful, wonderful Saturday, and I will see you next week.
You have been listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at
http voicerepublic.com.